Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. It is time for the calendar. June the 18th. A lot of cool stuff going on. Third Saturday dances everywhere. Third Saturday dance at the, out there at the 1-800-810-C-Street there in Walla Walla, the old airport road, the old Unity Church. They're doing their third Saturday dance. Remember, they also do a first Wednesday dance in the summertime out there at Pioneer Park. I'll talk a little bit more about that, because they're doing some cool stuff down there in the in Walla Walla area. Kinds of cool dances. All righty, of course, a third Saturday dance at the Blaine Schoolhouse, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. And that's happening on the 18th of June there. And that's going to be, I don't know if there's a band yet. That's okay. I'll give you a band and, you know, somewhere down the road in this hour if there is one. But the Blaine Schoolhouse is such a great setting for a contra dance. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome. Now, when the weather gets really, really warm, a lot of people hang out outside and then they go in and dance and come back out, drink a ton of water and going back in and dance. It's an old one-room schoolhouse. People do weddings out there and everything. Out there on Ide Road. You got to take where there's, well, you need to go to the Palouse Folklore Society website and there's a map. Because there are a couple ways to go. There's one route that has like you turn a certain direction at the three trees and all this kind of thing. Anyway, the Blaine Schoolhouse, Palouse Folklore Society dance. I'll be playing out there with Potato Head on the 13th of August. I guess I better figure out. I got a couple of months to figure out how to get there. All righty. June the 18th, West Weddell at the Damon Barn there in Uniontown. You just head out to Uniontown and right there at the Wagon Wheel, that's the Damon Artisan Barn. And they do all kinds of things, not just concerts. Actually, they have a concert hall that they just built to kind of add it onto the thing. Last time I was there, I'm not sure if they had the air conditioning and the heat in yet. Anyway, and it's also an artisan barn where there are a lot of craftspeople and there are a lot of workshops on all different kinds of crafts and different kinds of weaving and different kinds of art and different kinds of this and ceramics and painting and all kinds of stuff. The Damon Artisan Barn, it's a nonprofit thing, and they do a really good job of promoting all different kinds of craft. And they view music as a craft. And Wes Waddell will be there. They have a whole series. The Idaho Jazz Band was there. Ridge's Home will be coming back. And Greg and Kierdwin Spatz will be coming back. And New Blue, they'll all be coming back, as well as a couple of new acts. Yes, indeed. And all that part of the whole Damon Artisan Barn thing. And it's really a cool place. It really is. And sometimes you go there and they can open the thing up and you can buy some great pottery and stuff. Anyway, June the 18th, Wes Waddell. I think it's a 7:30 concert. Show up a little bit early, talk with Wes. Wes is from this neck of the woods, and he has done so much to further and promote the singer-songwriter. Well, just to promote the songwriter, actually. And he continues to do that, and he's got his hands on a lot of pies. He's part of the Regional Folk Alliance, which is in Bellevue this year. The National Folk Alliance is in Bellevue this year, I believe. Anyway, it's going to be in Bellevue for 2 years. Maybe it's just the regional, but that doesn't matter. There's a lot of good musicians there. Anyway, Wes Waddell will be there. Okay, looking in advance. Let's take a look in advance here. I want to look over into Buddy Monlock's schedule. Go to his website, Buddy Monlock, MONDLOCK.com. Because he's hanging out in a lot of places here in the Northwest. He's doing the Courthouse Concert Series in Enterprise, Oregon on the 7th of July. Buddy Monlock. And then on the 9th of July, he is going to be at the Sun Meadows Resort there in Worley, Idaho. And then the 10th of July is going to be at the Hargis House. Now, I can't give out their addresses and their phone numbers and everything. It's a house concert. But it's on his website, the Hargis House. That's in Seattle. And if you have not seen or know much about Buddy Monlock, you should. He's one of the most underrated and gifted songwriters ever. And what a voice. Oh, my gosh. Just a delicate, delicate tenor voice that has a lot of power. Buddy Monlock. And you want to be sure and check him out in those areas. Enterprise, Oregon. And then he's going to be in the Dalles on the 14th for a gorge a concert. And you want to be sure and check that out as well. Buddy Monlock on the 14th of July. I would like to see him a lot. And I think you all should too. Buddy Monlock. So the first one will be the 7th of July there in Enterprise. There's a fundraiser in Twisp at the Doran Barn on the 2nd of July with all kinds of musicians, something to do with the environment. I'll find out more about that. And then, of course, I will be at Bootsers. I will be at Bootsers on the 2nd of July, right before. And they'll be playing my part of the Pullman 4th of July for that little 35-minute thing that they give me, and that's always kind of fun. All righty. There's lots more stuff. I believe there are still tickets on sale for James Taylor on the 16th of July and the Yakima Folklife Festival on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of July. And a lot of good folks are going to be there, and the McClellans and all kinds of people. We're going to hear from the McClellans next week. All righty. So there's your calendar. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Natalie McMaster. Natalie McMaster coming up. All the Blue Bonnets Over the Border. Thank you.
stand inside the rain. Everybody knows the baby's got no clothes, but lately I've seen her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls as she takes just like a woman. Yes, and she makes love just like a woman. Oh, and she aches just like a woman, but she prays just like a little girl. I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess, the baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she is like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamines, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. Yeah, she aches just like a woman, but she prays just like a little girl. Well, it was raining from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is all this pain here. I can't stay. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't you let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Woman, yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman, and then you ache just like a woman, but you breathe just like a little girl. Girl.
waiting for the next big thing to take them on a carnival ride. As if they haven't got enough to do these days, they gotta fall for something new besides. All of these distractions pulling every way, there's never any time to be still. Everybody's waiting for the next big thing, afraid they won't get their fill. But oh, how about you? Oh, what can you do? When it's not another rug and it ain't on the wall, you know it's not even in the same room. You could look outside, but you'll never find what it is that keeps calling for you. All of these connections are up in the air, there's no way to ever keep score. Everybody's waiting for the next big thing, they never even knew what for. They're saying, oh, what can I do?
Just because the heart turns doesn't mean it has to go. Like staring at a photograph of what we'll never know. Some days there's a refugee lost inside the night. Some days there's a part of me that watches with delight. Maybe the moon and
Brian Kudian, The Sound of Photosynthesis, The Dance. That's the name of the album, is The Sound of Photosynthesis, Cut to Us, Dance We Know. And we also heard another cut from that album, and now I'm trying to remember what it was. There's a second cut. Anyway, it's on our playlist. The playlist that Amanda Cully is generating even as we speak. And also in that set, Jeff Buckley, the late Jeff Buckley, who was drowned, actually, at the age of 30. And his dad, Tim Buckley, killed himself, and he was quite young. And Jeff Buckley, we heard him do Dylan's Just Like a Woman, and we heard Poor Boy from Home with wonderful, wonderful slide guitar there. Jeff Buckley, who could do wonderful, wonderful acrobatic things with his voice. And there you go. You know what I forgot to mention in the calendar? I forgot to mention that right this very weekend at the Chelan County Fairgrounds is that annual Bluegrass Festival that those bluegrass folks that generally do the Cashmere Coffee House that they promote and set up. Prairie Flyers gotten back together and they're doing a reunion there, as well as a bunch of other stuff. And that's all going on right now. You get on down there to the Chelan County Fairgrounds, check out some bluegrass. Right, and they have all kinds of bluegrass, including gospel on Sunday. Okay, there you go, on June the 18th. Good stuff, good stuff. Taking a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming back with some marimba. Okay, hang on.
If you contribute to Northwest Public Radio, you have something in common with hundreds of businesses and organizations, such as Gritman Medical Center and the Moscow Food Co-op. Together with them and thousands of other generous listeners, you're bringing meaningful programs to people across the Northwest every single day. Thank you.
Drizzly with fairly mild weather to start the weekend, but by the middle of next week, it will reach the 80s and even lower 90s. Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Then becoming windy tonight. Tomorrow looks warmer and sunny. Highs today on the Palouse of 60, the Lewis Clark Valley 68.
Thank you. little house in the country that you could drive on by, drive on by. They didn't paint the mailbox blue, so you could drive on by, drive on by. But if you're a friend, you know where to pull in. Little house in the country, you can drive on by. They feed the birds, the cats eat the birds. They feed the cats eat the mice in the cellar. Deer eat the flowers that you worked on for hours. The gophers eat the peppers, but they don't eat the tomatoes. And in the end, everybody gets fed. A little house in the country you could drive on by. Run smooth. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes showers. Lightning strikes, the thunder rolls. That gives true love its power. And so in the dark, there's still a spark. A little house in the country you could drive on by. In the country, you could drive on by, drive on by. I didn't paint the mailbox blue, so you could drive on by, drive on by. But if you're a friend, you know where to pull in. A little house in the country. Drive on by. You could drive on by.
I slept like a baby in a strange bed. The unspoken mystery of love and everything, while far away in my hometown, my house and home. That sings like a baby in my lover's bed. The deepening mystery, love is everything, and I am a bird that sings.
The shape I'm in is a sight to see. Even my fat pants don't fit. I describe my physique as beef jerky and cottage cheese. It's all about the personal appearance. My hair's getting thin. Where there used to be curls, there's just shiny pink skin. I'd shave my head, but I'd look like a boiled ham with ears. It's all about the personal appearance. I should be tall. Yes, I should be tall. I'm just short for my weight. I used to be cute. Yeah, I used to be cute. Now I scare the dog in my birthday suit. Laugh lines are not so funny when the face is mine. If I had the money, would I pay to fight gravity? It's all about the personal appearance. I should be tall. Yeah, I should be tall. I'm just short for my weight. I used to be hot. I used to be hot. Now I'm lukewarm. Well, maybe not. Look in the mirror. I take off my glasses after a few beers, and in a dim light, you know I don't look so bad. It's not all about the personal, all about the personal, all about the personal appearance.
I've spent all my lateness stuck in traffic, I said to Ted. We were stopped at the corner of Riverside and Affleck. The light was red. Now we'll be fumbling to find our seats in the dark, stumbling over strangers' knees, whispering our, excuse me, if the light ever turns and we get there at all. I mean, look at the trees, even leaves have turned red. We could be here till spring waiting for the green. Just think of all the things we'll be late for by then. Dental appointments, quarterly taxes, Christmas in Kansas, Valentine's. Oh, never mind. It's just 1 minute here, 2 minutes there. Then entire days or weeks or years are gone. Like Fortune's Pistoia latte here, latte there. Until it's too late to spend it on something that matters. Like, oh, I don't know, saving the whales or walking the Mexican coast before the oceans rise and everything's lost forever. Pace it, Ted. Light's changed. Let's go. Do you know how late it is? I said. We were driving into Boston, city lights coming into view. You mean late in our lives? Or in the history of civilization? Said Ted. And I said, well, yes, those both are true. But what I meant was late for the party. Everyone there will be drinking since 8. We'll come in late, too straight, completely out of sync. Ted said, well, why don't we pull up here then? Find a place to have a drink, and no one will get that we weren't already there. And anyhow, we'll be too crocked to care. said there was a time that's what we'd do. Stop, share a drink or a bottle or two, then laugh our way sideways through the red lights of Boston. Maybe never make the party, didn't we? Never make the party a time or two. I remember waking in the backseat in my ruined J. Crystal dress, bells ringing, sidewalk thronged with people in Sunday best. Well, there was a time we could live on piss all and whatever, but you know, now it's too late, I guess. Ted said, late in our lives or in the history of mankind? Damn it, I said, yes. And yes. All of that time and all of this time, you were and are somewhere, Lou. But by the time we met, it was too late for me and you. Some stories start in the middle, I said. Did I make too much of too little? Later, I said, some stories end in the middle, too. You were in the middle of mortgage and mornings with good coffee waiting for you when you wake. Too middle of the road for your riotous dreams, but too good to leave and too true. And I was in the middle of my steady, unsteady romance with the thought of walking away from whatever, whomever I'd promised myself to forever and starting new. Look, you said, there's Mars. I followed your hand, saw the sky swimming with stars. There were planes coming into LAX to land. And we stood together there by the quay. I felt the pull of your gravity. I said, which one is Mars? The one that's not moving, you said, but then nothing was moving, nothing at all, especially not you or me. I said, what if we'd met when we were both free? It would be brilliant, you said. We would torment each other. Infinitely. Later, I stood in the terminal's glare as you pulled away in your late model car. Then I ran through the concourse to race down the runway and leap towards Mars. Ted was late to meet me when I touched down by that other ocean. I sat by the curb watching the sky until the light changed and stars disappeared. The late Edward Lear, I said when he drove up. He said, there was traffic and the way cop isn't open this early and I couldn't find my key. Ted, I said, aren't you happy to see me? We drove toward home in familiar discord, sharply on edge, half pleasantly bored. The sun rose, caught us in its searchlight, and I thought about you, Lou, far away, still in the dark of your gathered night. I felt the gravitational pull of you, measured the distance between us in miles and hours and years, and I ached to reclaim all my lateness right then. Sometimes I still do.
Ethan was born, the video shows. His proud mother counted his fingers and toes. 8 pounds, 12 ounces, the birth notice read. A little league prom night, working nights part-time, making his own way. If you weren't there, then you don't know. If you weren't there, then you don't know. When I was a boy on Memorial Day, the old men in uniforms led the parade. A ragged formation, a heavy flag high. Such unlikely heroes, the guy from the drugstore making his own. Yeah. Ethan was born, the video shows. His proud mother counted his fingers and toes. And when he returned home from the war, she thankfully counted them just as before. Something was missing, something was gone. He kept drifting farther, 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 making his own way. If you weren't there then, you don't know. If you weren't there then, 4 years old, the article read. It mentioned a service, but no cause of death. A ragged formation, a heavy flag high. Such unlikely heroes, the kid from the drugstore, making his own way.
Well, it's that old time story, a new face to glory. Someone wanted my soul for their pride. What about the system? Fools arranged for missing. Well, I can't lie, they all pass with time. Why do my people come and go? I keep on leaving them behind, and Lord, I miss them so. I watched my heroes change. Smiles that I remember, dreams of the young and tender coming real. Now it seems that highways of foolish travelers, always bonded, always shackled by the prayer that they're remembered in our dreams. Why on leaving him behind, and Lord, I miss him so. I've watched my heroes change from silver into gold. As the time goes, only memories grow. Tried so hard to learn the style of the drunken tears, the way they smile. Guess I'll never learn the rules. I still play simple fool who loves without the chains of lies. Why do my people come and go? I'm leaving him behind, and Lord, I miss him so. Watched my heroes change from silver into gold. As the time goes, only memories grow. As the time goes, only memories grow.
Ooh, really early Nancy Griffith, Michael Gerling also in that set. Yes, indeed, and Annie Gallup from her album The Weather. Oh my gosh. Amanda Cully doing the playlists, Want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Oh, please don't do that. Stay in the present. Stay in the present now. Talk to you later. Bye.